I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As U.S. families travel to be together over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, some of the members might be missing.
Workers are sacrificing this week of family and gathering to be serving those in need.
EFCA's Touch Global has teams working alongside the evangelical free churches in areas that were slammed hard by Hurricane Sandy. Director Mark Lewis says,
the hope that comes through the body of Christ and reaching out and in touching those individual lives, those individual needs, it has been a powerful testimony.
As Christian workers serve the affected communities, pray
that there would be just this sweet aroma of the gospel that would carry through these communities and would leave a lasting impression of Jesus.
Is God moving on your heart to get involved?
People are interested in giving, going, or praying. They could find out more information at efca.org/hurricane-sandy.
Next, we turn to Egypt, where the newly elected pope was officially enthroned. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, aired that ceremony live. The pope now faces many challenges as the head of the Coptic Church in Egypt, though. Pray that God gives the pope grace and wisdom in his new position. And clean water is making persecution melt away in India. Living Water International provides safe, clean drinking water to the people, which opens doors for the gospel. The signs of the kingdom of God are so incredible that LWI is calling them Pentecost in Rajasthan. Pray that the people of India continue to open their doors to the gospel message. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get Keith and Kristen Getty's Christmas CD, Joy, an Irish Christmas, with your gift of any amount. The CD will not only point you to the Christ of Christmas, but it'll also help create new memories this year. Give us a call at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.